Hi, welcome to a StanLib podcast. My name is Kevin Lings. I'm the chief economist at StanLib. Today, we're joined by Taryn Sankar, who's the head of credit within the fixed income franchise. And we're here to discuss the budget that Enoch, the Minister of Finance, presented this afternoon. I thought it was an interesting budget with many different components, most of which I guess will focus on the use of the foreign exchange reserves within the Reserve Bank to help fund government debt. So, Taryn, from your perspective, why don't you just start with giving us a sense of what you thought about the budget. Did you think it was more or less in line with expectations? And do you think, most importantly, was it appropriate for South Africa's economic and political conditions?
Thanks, Kevin. It was a tough budget to deliver, and it did certainly seem very finely balanced in terms of providing insights into reprioritization of expenditure while dealing with the very real challenges of declining revenue collection against the backdrop of lower corporate profitability. I think at the heart of this budget, we didn't have meaningful answers to the questions around how economic growth is likely to be supported over the medium-term expenditure framework. We didn't see that exceeding 2%. And the composition of expenditure was, I think, brought into quite stark focus looking at a budget delivered in an election year in terms of where expenditure would be delivered and how that would be shared across the various developmental objectives of government. And so we're still not seeing real delivery on pulling back on expenditure, which I feel would have been appropriate against the current economic environment.
I would agree with that, Taryn. It certainly feels like from the government's perspective, it's business as usual when it comes to expenditure. And I guess some of that just relates to the election. And then, as you say, you don't even have GDP growth going to 2% within the next 3 years. But I guess the main talking point from this budget is going to be use of the JAFECRA account, which is the revaluation of gold and foreign exchange reserves held by the Reserve Bank. Now, that fund sits at over 500 billion rand. It's a nominal amount. In other words, it's not an actual pool of funds. It's just an accounting measure. But it does belong to the government, and the government can access that. And it looks like they're going to access that in order to reduce or help reduce their borrowing requirement, which effectively will reduce their debt level. Won't you chat to us about how you think the credit rating agencies will view that? Will they view that as being positive because government is able to reduce its debt and its borrowing requirement and reduce the interest cost of debt? Or will they be concerned about the fact that government is using that but not really adjusting the way in which they are spending money, and that potentially down the line the problem reoccurs where government has too much debt and is struggling to cope with that? How will the rating agency see the use of the JAFECRA account?
Sure, Kevin. So as you noted, the use of the proceeds of this reserve account has been earmarked to reduce government borrowing and also to improve the central bank's equity position. And if we look at the impact of the utilization of this reserve on the borrowing requirement, we see that that's 196 billion rand lower than projected in the MTBPS. And so what that means from a debt metrics perspective is that we see an improvement in the stabilization of the debt trajectory. You'll recall when we last chatted around the MTBPS, the debt was stabilizing at about 77%. And now, including the proceeds of the drawdowns on this reserve, we see debt stabilizing at 75.3% in 2025-2026. So that will certainly be seen as a positive from a rating agency perspective, but against the backdrop of a number of other elevated risks. As you rightly point out, expenditure and not really taking the hard decisions around addressing curtailing expenditure, and then also risks around SOEs. And so I think it will be taken on balance by the rating agencies, and it might be more of a wait and see approach to see the full impact on the credit rating as opposed to an outright positive impact. I think at this point, Kevin, it's also worth highlighting some of the controls around when this reserve may be used and for what purpose. It was important to note that in the budget, it was stated that drawdowns of this reserve cannot be done on an ad hoc basis, and they are explicitly used to reduce government borrowing. So I think the ability to ring fence this reserve for reducing debt is certainly positive, as opposed to just general purposes of the government.
And it certainly seems as if the use of this account is in line with international best practice, that South Africa Reserve Bank did consult internationally to understand whether this would be appropriate and to what extent the government could access these funds and perhaps how to go about it. So it's probably not going to raise a lot of concerns given that internationally this would still be in line with accepted practice.
That's correct, Kevin. And another thing to note, that drawdown profile, so the pace at which they're able to utilize these reserves, that's been quite front-loaded. So they're taking quite a bit up front. And what that means is that it has the maximum possible benefit on the debt service cost, which is an important element to consider. It's not just the level of debt that's impacted, but also the cost of servicing that debt.
And just lastly, Taryn, in terms of the SOEs, there was a lot of discussion ahead of this budget that government may feel that they've got to financially support Transnet. I don't mean just in terms of guarantees, but in terms of actual transfer of cash and some sort of capital injection. That doesn't appear to have happened. They seem to have adopted a much harder stance now towards SOEs. I know you spend a huge amount of time looking at SOEs and evaluating them from a credit point of view. How do you see that at the moment from government kind of playing quite hard with Transnet?
Yeah, absolutely. I think what we've seen in this budget is very much a continuation of the Minister of Finance's tough love stance on SOEs. We haven't seen any additional equity support for Transnet, notwithstanding the operational challenges that we've seen at the ports or in the railways. We do note that Transnet received a 47 billion rand government guarantee that was towards the tail end of last year. But interestingly, in this budget, it was made quite clear that only 14 billion rand of that 47 billion rand is actually available to be utilized by Transnet, and specifically for the purposes of paying off maturing debt. And so what we're seeing is that government guarantees are being used increasingly to improve the transparency of reporting by these state-owned enterprises, to allow National Treasury better monitoring and the ability to enhance accountability. And these guarantee conditions are increasingly linked to raising the operational efficiencies and reducing the financial reliance on SOEs by being linked to enhancing private sector participation. What stuck out for me in this budget, Kevin, if I may, just on Transnet, was the fact that the minister mentioned that third-party access to the rail network would be introduced by as early as May 2024. And that's quite an ambitious timeframe, especially if you consider that in 2022, Transnet tried but failed to successfully auction slots to private players to participate in the rail network. So it will be important to understand what is going to change around the way that they plan on introducing private sector participation this time round in order to allow for a successful outcome.
Yeah, I know previously they placed too many requirements on the private sector, and so private sector didn't want to agree to all the conditions in order to participate. So hopefully they become more practical and therefore allow private sector to participate where it is a more enticing initiative for the private sector. Thanks a lot, Taryn. Thanks for those insights. Certainly, I think a lot for us to digest. I think the use of the JAFECRA account is going to be debated extensively over the next couple of weeks, but really appreciate your insights on this.
Thanks very much, Kevin. Always a pleasure.